Welcome up Pastor Deacon Steve Proctor. I don't know if that's an official title that we could use, but former pastor, present deacon. And so he's going to read our scripture for us today.
All right, today we are in the book of Psalms, and we are going to read Psalms 42 and Psalms 43. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God, with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me, therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar, deep calls to deep, to the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I say to God my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. For the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Send not your light and your truth. Let them lead. Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God.
Thank you. He's got a voice for radio. I've been told that I have a face for radio, but that's different. Thank you. We'll dive deep into those very meaningful scriptures here in just a moment. How many of y'all, if you have kids or maybe grandkids, you know what I'm talking about here, but my kids used to really like these mystery packs of toys. For Chloe, it was LOL dolls. And these little dolls, they just had gigantic heads. And they also had these little accessories with them. But it was a mystery pack. You couldn't pick what character you wanted. You got what you got. But that was part of the excitement, was the surprise of it. That's what made it fun. Well, have you ever been surprised by what came out of your mouth? Or maybe what came out of your heart or popped up into your mind? That's a mystery that's not always fun to unpack. Maybe you're in a situation where it's just the perfect storm of annoying things, and it builds slowly and quietly, and at first, you're fine, but internally, frustrations start to stack up, and you're feeling unheard, stressed, disrespected, overwhelmed, or unable to fix what is bothering you, and instead of talking about it, you push it down deeper, but your patience gets thinner, your tone gets sharper, small things start to feel bigger than they are. And then eventually, something minor becomes the final spark To everyone else, the blow-up seems to happen sudden, but to you, it feels like the release of pressure that's been building up for a long time. And you end up embarrassed, asking the people around you to forgive you, surprised at what has come out of you. There have been several times that I've had to go and apologize to my kids because I, as an adult man, have acted like a baby. You've ever been shocked by your own reaction, surprised by what has come out of you? We've gone on several trips this summer, and packing and trying to leave for a trip seems to be one of those times where little things stack up, and then I end up blowing up about the littlest thing. And these things can happen as a surprise to us. The book of Psalms is one of the most creative and poetic books of the Bible. It's literally a book of songs. And these people are lyricists. Many of the songs are written by King David, but other people have written these psalms as well. And if you've ever been surprised by your own soul's reaction, Psalm 42 and 43 will sound very familiar to you. In these 16 verses, you see David constantly changing his emotions, the ups and downs, encouragements and discouragements, incredible highs and incredible lows. David starts by asking himself a question in verse 5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? He's asking himself these questions. These are honest questions. Many times, the type of question we don't really ask ourselves. We know we feel bad, but we don't ask where it's really coming from. And he asks himself this question. He's in a person that's aware of his inward man. But we all tend to ask questions when we're in times of struggle. Why did I yell at my wife? Why did I punch the wall? I haven't done that recently. I was a teenager when that happened. Why did I make that sarcastic comment about how I don't care when I really do care? What's the problem with my soul? Well, maybe that's where you're at today. Maybe you're in that struggle right now and you're asking yourself why. Maybe it's the loss of a loved one or a loss of a job or a loss of a sense of purpose, and things seem to be building towards a blow up. Well, let's open. If you want to grab a Bible there in front of you, you brought your Bible, or you want to pull open an app, and let's read slowly together, once again, just like Deacon Steve read Psalm 42. I want us to see this roller coaster firsthand. These are short chapters, and we're going to read all the way through, but this psalm is so relatable to those of us that struggle with things piling on us. Because these psalms are written in the first person, many scholars think these lyrics are written by David and it was put to music by the sons of Korah. These are songs that they would have sung in church, in the temple. Verse 42, to the choir master, a maskil of the sons of Korah. As a deer pants for flowing streams, I get a little bit ADD whenever it says deer pants. I think of like hunting pants. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about, you know, like panting for water. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I would go to the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. See that up? Things used to be great, but then once again, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. He knows he used to go to the temple, he'd lead, he'd be the loudest one singing, but he doesn't feel that way right now. And instead, he pushes his heart to hope in God because he has trust and faith that once again, he will praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. He says, I feel like I'm drowning. By day, the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Chapter 43, vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me, for you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then will I go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre. O God, my God, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Aren't you glad that God's word contains portions of scripture just like this? Of somebody that's struggling, of somebody that doesn't have it all together, that doesn't have all the answers. In church, we're tempted to come in here and project that we are perfect and flawless and struggle-free, and we were outside, driving here to church with our kids, saying words we never want anybody else to hear us say, and do it and act in certain ways, and then we come in here and act like we're all perfect. But here we get to see and read someone's diary about how the ups and downs are real, and it's so relatable. These passages shatter any perception we have that we're supposed to have it all together. This is the same King David who defeated Goliath, but he had real doubt and confusion and questions. So it's not strange when you do. My tears are my only food. People yell to me, where is your God? They're mocking him. You're supposed to be a Christian. You're supposed to have it all together. And he asked himself that question. He asked it to God, God, why have you forgotten me? But he doesn't stay there. He swings back and says, but my soul is thirsty for you. I remember a time when I was so close to you. I'm going to hope in God, and I will praise him again. The singer here preaches to himself this message three times in these two chapters. Hope in God. He's not there. He doesn't feel it yet. He tells himself to feel it. He remembers the truth. God is a God that I can hope in. He is a good God, and he is in control, and it doesn't feel like it right now, but I must hope in God. As far as core philosophies about life, there are basically two. There's those that believe that there is no God, and all of this is an accident, and it's random, so it's meaningless. No God, and it's meaningless. And then there's those that believe that there is a creator, and he made you. You matter. You were designed with plan and purpose. And according to a Gallup poll, only 11% of the whole world believe and are convinced atheists. So you're in the majority when you say you believe in a higher power. So if you're in that 89%, you can look at this life with new eyes and realize that although I am cast down, I can hope in someone outside of me. Because my life was made with a plan and a purpose. Someone made me. Now, here at Clarksburg Baptist Church, we believe that that higher power is Jesus. If you've been at CR before, you know the answer. They talk about our higher power is Jesus. That's who he is. And we can hope in a God that left heaven to come and experience the hardships of life right beside us. He faced temptation. He was hungry. The Bible said he had nowhere to lay his head. He knows what you are going through. And in fact, he has been there. The Bible says he was despised and rejected by men. And then he was killed. But he rose again from the grave. And he was seen of 500 witnesses before ascending to heaven 40 days later. So I don't know where you're at or what you're going through, but tell your soul this: there is hope in Jesus. And that same God is not scared of your questions. Feel free to ask God, God, why am I going through this? Why does it feel like you have forgotten me? It's okay to have those things if you take them to him. You're not the only one that's ever felt that way. Read the book of Job or Lamentations or note the words of Christ on the cross when he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? God is not threatened by your times of confusion. But in the end, tell your soul to hope in God. Hope in Jesus. There are 9 big questions in these chapters, these 2 chapters. And I know someone in this room today is asking big questions like this of God right now. Why am I in turmoil? Why does it feel like you have rejected me? But big questions and hard times are normal. But don't stay there. Hope in Jesus. Because there is a God and you are not alone. And he has a plan for your life. The psalmist is clear here that God is a personal God to him. He says, you are my salvation. You are my God. He isn't just playing church or having a quote-unquote religious experience or being spiritual. Those things all crumble when the real struggle and questions come. What we need is something real. It's called a relationship. And a relationship is built on time spent together. So trust these things that the same singer David says in Psalms 34:18 when he says, the Lord is near the brokenhearted and he saves the crushed in spirit. Our hardships and struggles can blind us from the fact that God is near us in our pain. And you can claim this verse today. The Bible says to magnify the Lord, and often we're really good at magnifying our problems. We talked about that in the beginning. All these little things stack up, and now it feels like the whole world is crashing down on us, and we magnify our problems. As someone that struggles with anxiety, that's exactly what it is, right? I take a problem that's not that big, and I increase the size. Instead, the Bible tells us to magnify the Lord and to look at him. We don't make God bigger. We make God bigger in our view. We minimize our problems, understanding that we can hope in God. We can claim this verse today that the Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. This morning, God is near you if you have a broken heart. Even in the days when you wake up and just feels like it's a bad day, pressure's building, a day when you feel like you're gonna blow up, or a day when you don't have a lot of hope and your heart just isn't into it. 1 John 3:20 tells us, for whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Whenever your heart condemns you, who are you gonna trust? God or your heart? God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Don't listen to your heart. The Bible says our heart is a wicked and deceitful. It's just feelings, and feelings are not things that can be trusted. How many times have you had a feeling that led you astray and got you in trouble? Your heart condemns you and pushes guilt and shame on you, but God is greater than your heart, and he knows everything. So the encouragement for you today is to hope in God. Preach that message to your own soul. Hope in God, regardless of what you're going through. Because God is greater than your emotions. God is greater than pain and feelings. He knows you better than you know yourself. Make the decision to hope in God. So even when you're surprised by what comes out of your inward man, you can point your soul back to where you came from, that breath that God gave you, to point yourself back home. God created you out of the dust, and he breathed life into you. Hope in God. Jesus walked this earth and experienced betrayal and rejection and temptation just like you have. Hope in God. Even when your heart lies to you and tells you that you're unwanted and unworthy and unloved, hope in God. If you've become a follower of Jesus, being a Christian is so much bigger than just what happens after you die. It's the greatest hope for your life right now. You don't have to die to experience the great benefits of salvation. But you have to put your hope in God, a friend that sticks closer than any brother. And when the perfect storms of situations come your way and bad things happen, you can hope in Him. Because we find our home in Him. The day that I was writing this sermon, I had anxiety about something. I hadn't slept well the night before. And then I got the text that I hate more than anything else, the text that says, "We need to chat." Don't ever text that to me. What does that mean, right? What did I do? Is something terrible happening? Did the doctor tell you something about me? My health? Do I have the swine flu? I hate that phrase. We need to chat. So all that's happening, right? And then I walk outside to my car, and you know, I had the roof off my Jeep, and it had rained all inside my car. It was just a perfect storm of uncomfortable things. And I got to practice this sermon right then and there. All that was going on, it was a great comfort to be able to say, this is just what's happening right now. I don't have to blow up. It's going to be okay. God is with me regardless. He's pulled me through way bigger things before. And I'm going to look at myself in the mirror and I'll say, hope in God. Because He is near the brokenhearted. He wants to be near you today. Even if you're the one that says, well, I walked away from Him. He wants you to run back to Him today. He wants you to come home. Because we find our home in Him. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes as we head into a time of invitation. Let's take a little bit of extra time today to inspect our hearts. Is my hope really in Him today? Or is my hope in my financial position? Is my hope in whether or not I get this job or if this relationship goes this certain way? When we hope in God, the ups and downs aren't so high. They're not so low. We realize that this world is temporary, and the things that we go through are just happening in this world. And there's another life that lasts way longer. Jesus went to prepare a place for us. And He's coming back again. And even in these hard times, and even when pain happens, and even when you lose someone, we can hope in God. Because God is near the brokenhearted. He's near those that are crushed in spirit. Maybe you're here and the problem really is with guilt, with things that you've done or situations that have happened. God is a forgiving God. And yes, consequences may come. We don't always get out of those consequences, but God is always faithful to forgive us. And He never keeps us at arm's length. So even when your heart condemns you, God is greater than your heart. He knows everything. There's no reason to hide anything from Him. Let's stand to our feet. Altar's open today. If you just want to come and have your church family pray over you and say, I need to hope in God in this situation. And it's not like a one-time decision. It's like a decision over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Every time that thing creeps back up in your heart, you put your hope in Him and say, no, I'm going to hope in God. I'm scared about this. God, I don't understand it. God, why is this happening? But I'm going to hope. I'm going to say all the stuff. I'm going to let it all out. But then I'm going to say, but I hope in God. He's pulled me through. before, and he can pull me through now. If that's you, or you need somebody to come and pray over you, the altar's open today. You come down, and we'd love to pray and ask God to help you hope in him.